Anti-fracking groups presented Governor Andrew Cuomo with petitions for a ban on the gas drilling process known as hydrofracking, and a state senator predicts the growing opposition will influence the governor. That story from WRVO's Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt.
The coalition New Yorkers Against Fracking delivered boxes containing 200,000 signatures to Governor Cuomo's office that they say are from state residents who want the gas drilling process banned. An aide accepted them.
You can leave your boxes here. And
the Cuomo administration is in the midst of an environmental impact study on the effects of fracking in New York. Currently, the Department of Environmental Conservation is reviewing over 60,000 public comments. The event was the latest in a series of near-weekly happenings by anti-fracking activists at the Capitol during this legislative session. State Senator Tony Avella, a Queens Democrat who is pushing for a moratorium on fracking, says he thinks the opponents are winning the public relations battle over the controversial drilling practice, and he predicts that will eventually have an effect on Cuomo.
The governor seems to want hydrofracking to move ahead. And I think that's a serious mistake, not only for the people of this state, but for his, to be perfectly honest, for his future political ambitions. All it'll take is one accident, and those future political ambitions may be squashed here in New York State. Again, I said, you know, about the, in hydrofracking, if the governor allows this, he owns this.
Roger Downs with the Sierra Club says he also thinks Cuomo, who is believed to have national aspirations, is facing pressure from the gas and oil industries.
Some have said that it is a foregone conclusion that Governor Cuomo will have to advance some form of drilling, because if he wants to advance on the political stage in 2016, he will need to demonstrate he can be in accordance with the drill, baby, drill mantra that seems to be prevalent nationally.
But Down says the governor can still change his course. The anti-frackers will step up the pressure May 15th when they're staging a concert with Natalie Merchant and Joan Osborne, among others. It will also feature actors Mark Ruffalo and Melissa Leo reading accounts of people who say they were harmed by fracking. The lobby group that represents gas companies in New York, the Independent Oil and Gas Association, has now begun its own effort to win back public opinion. They've begun a series of postcard mailings. One features photos of what the group calls Hollywood actors, Ruffalo, Deborah Winger, and Gaslands director Josh Fox. The mailings say reading from a script does not make you a scientist. Spokeswoman Sherry Masur says just because famous actors and musicians advocate for a point of view doesn't mean it's correct.
We have such high respect in our culture for celebrity. And often we put a burden on celebrity by making them more authoritative than their celebrity begets them to be. And that's not to slam our celebrities at all. You know, the arts deliver a great comfort and entertainment to our world. But, you know, at the end of the day, it comes back to the education and the training and the knowledge that's inherent with every profession.
Masur says professional scientists and engineers don't believe fracking is harmful, and she says their opinion should carry more weight.
The science and facts are pretty indisputable.
Oil and gas officials have also begun coming to the Capitol on a weekly basis to hold private meetings with state legislators. They say further delay in fracking is only hurting the state's small business community, which could see increased sales in hotels, restaurants, and other service industries if the gas drilling begins, and they lament what they say has become a hostile and extreme opposition. Governor Cuomo has been publicly neutral on the issue while his environmental department decides. The environmental commissioner, Joe Martens, has said he can't predict when fracking might begin in New York, but suggests it might start first in communities where there's less public opposition. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.